It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 369.
Oh, what a day we've had leading into a Fat Friday. Mm,
there's a big fat thumb next to us and it's not mine.
Thankfully, for once,
could
mate.
Could you imagine if my... I didn't even think about all the toe thumb content we could be producing.
Oh, we've been joking about it.
Really? Yeah. Can you explain what's happened?
So you need to jump onto our YouTube channel, / The Daily Talk Show, because Dylan... 3D Dill is holding up his thumb that is encased in gauze, bandage, a splint. It's been an eventful morning.
It's not ideal. Mr. 97, just quickly, do we have, is the focus on correctly on the video?
Auto.
I think it's fine, but it's worth asking these things. Because we are a bit rattled.
We're really rattled. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry. I'm rattled. Mm-hmm. But I think... all I heard, so I was in an edit, had a lot of work to do today, to be honest.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm there just focusing in. All I hear is, help! And then Mason's like, oh, you're right. And then I hear again, help! And Mason has, so you ran up the stairs to grab me, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like,
and I was already, I was down, but I'm not a good first responder.
Yeah, neither.
and I thought this is, I mean, it is scary because it's like a fucking work safe commercial.
Well, we're in our business here and up run the babies to daddy and getting me to run downstairs, and I run into the kitchen and I see 3D Dill leaning up against the wall, and I still couldn't understand what had happened. And I'll let you take over from here, 3D Dill, and tell us what happened 3 minutes before that.
So 3 minutes before that, I needed a caffeine fix and I just wanted a cup of coffee. That's all I wanted.
What more can a man want?
Exactly. Yeah. And we had bought a French press the other day, or a coffee press or a coffee plunger.
Mate, I tell you what, that word makes it seem really romantic.
It is. I think it was $7 and 3D Dill. He calls me for admins. I'm not an admin guy.
But for some reason he calls you.
Well, I think it's because after hours you're dealing with Bodhi, you've got shit on.
True. Appreciate
I'm sort
it.
Of just fucking
you're just
sitting just watching YouTube.
The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And,
exactly. And so Breezer and I were in the car, and 3D Dill calls and says, "Hey, we gave him our FBOS card so he can do some purchases." And he said, "Can I get this French press?" I didn't really quite understand what it was, but it was only $7. I was like, fucking go, I guess. I was like, we will be getting eventually one day when we're really a big media company.
A full-time barista.
Yeah, we'll have a full-time barista. But so in the meantime, you got that. So you managed to impale your thumb.
Yeah, I was trying to clean the bottom because there was grounds in it. And this is one thing I didn't know about French presses, but the glass is not supposed to come out of it's like a silicone plastic sleeve on it that has a handle so that you can hold it with when the thing gets hot.
Yeah.
And the first time when I opened the box, the glass thing was loose. So I assumed, since it was loose in the very beginning, I must be able to take this out so that I can clean it in case maybe grounds get in between the glass and the plastic bit.
Upon reflection, it might be just because it was a $7 coffee plunger.
So I'm here trying to push the glass out, and I'm pushing down like this. And I don't even apply a lot of pressure. That's the thing.
This is why I don't like cleaning shit. Can you see like the case for not cleaning shit?
Yeah, definitely.
So I push down a little bit and it sounds like a pop. And I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And my thumb goes right through the circular bottom of the glass. And at first I don't even know what happens. I look at my thumb and I thought it was a little scratch. I was, oh, it can't be that bad. All the glass ends up in the sink. So I pull my thumb out, and the top half of my thumb above my knuckle is leaning to the side, and the rest of my thumb is going straight. And I'm like, oh, that's a bit of a problem. And I turn it around to get a good look at it, and I'm like, oh, that's what my thumb bone looks like.
Is that the point that you said, help?
No, that's not even the point when I said help. I look up, and Mason has poked his head around the side of the studio wall, and he's like, are you all right, mate? And I'm like,
you must have said help by that point.
I was sorting out some power underneath the desk, and then
because that's the thing. Because in Asana we had get power to the studio, which just involves
running power.
It's low level. But when I heard help, ah, fuck, help, ah, that's what I heard. I'm like, something's going wrong with fucking power.
You mean I was, yeah. think electric.
I was running to the fucking, going to a PowerPoint to like switch it off. And so when you said, oh, I've cut myself, I assumed you were fucking doing one of the things that you fucking do, cutting up a mandarin or whatever the fuck you.
Like an apple or a pear. An apple.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then dad comes down the stairs, i.e. mm-hmm. me, and you're all looking to me like, please fix this situation. Yeah.
Well, yeah. the first thing I did is like, let's call an ambulance. But you're great because you straight out, you managed to deal with the safety of the situation,
yeah.
but also determine what's the most cost-effective way. Yeah, so I'm like, I need to do that. Like, this is the nearest hospital. Like, let's go to this hospital. And you're like, nah, mate, we can get a better deal. No,
it's not how it went. I assessed the situation. I kept cool, although I was nervous. And I looked at his finger and I thought, yep, we're going to hospital. Mm-hmm. That is really bad. Like yeah. I could see it was gaping. Yeah. It was gaping. No blood though. That's the weird thing.
Yeah.
And so what we've worked out is the deeper you go, the less chance it bleeds instantly. Yeah. And so what he'd done, he was holding it and it was squishing the skin and it was like opening up. Mm. And I could see him sort of deteriorating in his demeanor, yeah. slightly going white, probably a little bit in shock seeing what the fuck had just happened.
Absolutely.
And he's kind of leaning into this. He didn't move. I think you froze.
Yeah.
And I just said, keep holding it. And I got like a cloth. Oscar Gordon, you brought us some like ski masks,
yeah.
ski bandanas.
Yeah. Oh, no,
it's got
here.
The blood yeah. on it. Oh, gee. Ah, and so
from Silver Star,
it's a Canadian ski resort, yeah. coming to the rescue. And so I got that. He wrapped it around. I just said, squeeze tight. Take that off the desk, please.
You were very practical.
Squeeze tight. I've had bad things happen.
The thing that I was proud of, because I think in these moments, it's a good to reflect on your own performance.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And I think you did really well. The one thing that I did do, like I wasn't very good at like knowing what to do or which hospital go to, but I did say, now just breathe.
And that's nice. That's nice. And so what I did was I assessed and it's like Amy cut herself in December at her workplace, cutting up limes or something. She went to just to a doctor and they stitched it. Mm-hmm. It was bad, but it wasn't as bad as
this one's epic.
And so I was like, we're going to the Alfred Hospital, which is why I've got my visitor's pass on, which is the emergency center. So if you, and they've got all of the best tools there, best doctors. And so we went there, I took you in, you signed in. But you were in good spirits. We left the car park here. I forgot to close the roller door. You called your mum.
Yeah. What was your mum's reaction?
I called her and like Mason was holding the phone and it was a FaceTime so that I could actually see her expression. And I said, hey, mom. And she's like, hello, what's up? Because she's expecting me to call her and like tell her how my week has been.
This is
going.
Like the worst nightmare
yeah.
for parents, for business owners.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I said, we're going to the hospital right now. And her face just goes, she's smiling. And then she goes, and I can see inside. She's like, oh shit, what has my son done?
Oh no.
And
it was from the outside, I'm always trying to cater to people's feelings in these moments. So it's
I was
going to
say since when, but yeah, in these moments. Yeah,
in these kind of moments, other times, market. Yeah. No, but when I called Amy, rather than saying I'm at the hospital, which is quite like
it's hyperbolic or
top
whatever.
Level, it's like fuck, your mind races.
We're at the doctors.
3D deal cut his finger, and we're now at the hospital.
Yeah,
he's going to need some stitches. So you scared the shit out of your mum. Sorry, sorry, Michelle.
Yeah, he definitely sort of led with the drama. Yeah.
But there is ABC.
I wanted to. Yeah, I wanted to.
Talking about ABC. Yeah. Whilst this was all happening, I had edits and stuff to do and all that sort of thing. But I thought I did feel like the hopeless guy in the office while everyone's dealing in the hospital. I was just like, wow, that's full on. Breeze here today. I was just like, oh, just wait to hear something. Yeah. And so anyway, I thought that I'd create something with the help of TJ and stuff. So I've got a video that I want to play for you.
Okay.
And so I'm going to give you these headphones and you can watch it.
I just want to quickly ask, you've since spoken to your mum and dad. What was your dad's piece of advice around the whole thing?
Buy a Keurig. Just buy a different coffee maker. I can't remember. Keurig.
Yeah.
I'm still a little bit in shock.
All right. So take off your other headphones and put on these.
I need help.
It's all a bit much, isn't it? Oh, this is horrendous to watch. Ooh. Okay.
All right.
I'm just setting volume levels.
Sure.
You ready for it?
You're going to have to twist the screen to it.
I'm ready.
I will. Don't you
worry. Got it.
Oh,
my.
Ooh.
that good for you? You can see it okay?
I'm happy with that. I can see that.
That's Josh, use your thumb to press play, please.
Yeah, there we go.
Our day has been turned upside down. 3D Dill has just
he's watching it now.
Had a bit of an accident where he was screaming help and he was in the kitchen. He sliced his thumb really badly, cleaning a coffee press.
What have you done, mate?
I've cut my thumb.
Now, we went the cheap $7 coffee press. He's now at the hospital getting stitches. TJ and Miss A7 drove him there.
Currently waiting for Dill. He's getting checked out, getting an x-ray. We're going to put his finger back together.
Yeah.
It's pretty full on.
Give us a thumbs
up,
would you?
Is it good, Dill?
Well, they did an x-ray.
Yeah.
So they're going to... I think check to see what if there's glass or anything actually in it.
And I thought maybe we should give him a present and say, let's get a new coffee machine.
And she's gonna stab a needle in my thumb and then like peel the wound back and like look in it and shit. And I don't know what she's gonna do after that.
Thought it'd be fitting to ask some of 3D Dill's favorite people to send love and messages.
3DD, I'm sorry for your loss of blood. I hope you feel much better soon. On the plus side, you've definitely demonstrated that you have the most testosterone because the other three babies would have literally fainted had that happened to them.
Gemma's a legend.
So, you win.
3D Dill, man, what are you doing? You've cut your thumb open, making coffee. I don't know anyone on the earth that has done that. But yeah, mate, I was just speaking to Josh. He told me all about it, told me it's a pretty nasty cut. So, mate, I hope you got a 9 out of 10 nurse to fix you up. And I hope you're on the mend at the moment and feeling better. And you'll be back, brother. But yeah, I think try to stick with maybe an espresso machine or something like that. But good luck, bro. I hope you're feeling better.
Mason's already making jokes.
Yeah, touch ID, it's not gonna work.
People go. Perfect. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Awesome.
Forever
give
me a thumbs up.
I'm going to be giving a thumbs up forever from now on.
And so there we go. What'd you think?
That's amazing.
And Breezer has the Mocha Master here. Bring it out, Breezer.
Oh, there we go. Whoa. Come on, clappings. Not. He doesn't need to clap. Here we go.
Here we go. So we go. We got some beans and shit.
Oh my god!
So now there's no worry in the office about having to deal with any glass.
I'm not going to cut my other thumb open.
I know.
I think this is the safest, most expensive way to produce coffee here in the office.
It means so much.
Yeah, I think it will. Hopefully, make a difference. Hopefully, you don't need to use your thumbs with this too much.
I don't think so. That video was amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Like, thanks to Maven and Gemma for getting on that.
Mm. Mate, I know your thumbs mean a lot to you and you've got some big assignments that you need done.
Yeah.
I like how you've been able to, you know, put this down as a good experience and something you'll look back on.
So
it's been good. It's a bizarre thing. Like,
it's been good.
Like, fuck, I wasn't expecting to wake up and slice my thumb open.
Either way.
I think we've made the most of the situation.
Yeah. Always be contenting, as we say, ABC.
Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea that that's what you were doing the whole time.
Yeah.
I thought you were just being
fucking
you.
Around. And so we've got pizza for Fat Fridays. Do you want to just get it for us, Mr. 97?
Yeah. I'll swap headphones with you, Dill. Sure. I'll give those back to Josh.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So, TJ, one thing, you said 3 pizzas. I got 4.
Oh, good.
Also, I got gelato. Oh. It came with it.
Amazing.
So we're just bringing that out now. We got this from Breeders.
Yet. Just put that on the ground.
I know, I haven't either, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. There's a salad too. Jeez, cute, this is a lunch special. So, I mean, this was a kind of a last minute Fat Fridays, to be honest, but this is my favorite pizza that I've ever had.
I think we got butter. What are the Bingo Bango? So this one is a Hawaiian,
classic
sort of a traditional Hawaiian, which I like.
Yeah.
And then we've got. Is this the one that you like?
Yeah.
This is the Bingo Bango. This is all from Rita's in Abbotsford.
Ooh, unbelievable!
It's so delicious. Can we start just like start passing around so we can actually start eating them?
Yeah. I mean, we also chose a food that 3D Deal will be able to just really tackle with one hand.
Yeah.
So there's a that's like a margarita.
Do you want to start with? Do you want to start with one of these, Deal?
I'll probably start with the margarita.
Okay, yeah, great. bring it back.
Margarita?
Yeah, you've had margarita before.
Yeah.
Why did you, you say it like it was? This is the saddest thing I've ever seen. I mean, 97. Did you want to get yourself a plate or something, or do you want to tear off a bit of cardboard so you can bring some?
It's all happening.
Do it however you want to do it.
Like I don't like to complain, but you got one bingo bango.
Should I have gotten two?
Definitely two.
You can have it. I don't need to have bingo bango if that makes it better too.
I'll have a piece. I was thinking about life and just fucking how these things happen, right? And do you jump to like 3D Deal? Do you jump to there's a meaning behind this or I'm, you know.
You can get a piece.
And like I know when I'm kind of. In a mood and something happens, I'm like, oh, I see why.
Yeah.
I see what's happening.
Not really. I mean, yeah, I cut my thumb open. Yeah, it went down to the bone. Yeah. Yeah, I got 12 stitches out of it.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm brave as fuck.
Yeah. But it could have been worse. Mm. It could have been worse. Like I could have cut my arm open. I could have fallen into something and cut my face.
Yeah. You still got 2 months here. So let's be.
Yeah.
So jinx let's, anything.
Yeah. But also like, other than that, I'm a perfectly healthy 20-year-old male.
Mm.
And like in the grand scheme of things, a cut thumb isn't the biggest deal in the world.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, going to hospitals and stuff, and if you – I think it just – it gives you some perspective because you look around and you're getting your thumb put back together.
Yeah.
But there is – you know, like Mason was furiously searching up what the codes meant because over the speakers you hear like – code gray.
Yeah.
And Mason's in there looking at what code gray meant.
Like a good producer does. Like, what does it mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
I'm pretty sure code gray was something like a nurse or something is getting attacked by someone without a visible weapon. Or it's like a...
Really?
Yeah, or there's some like biochemical that's been like a sort of a terrorist attack on the actual hospital. All right.
Well, it's gone two things.
Very different. What I think that probably was is someone's just a bit unhappy as a patient.
Yeah.
They're just getting angry or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the middle of the day.
It was either that or a full-blown bioweapons attack. Is that what you were saying?
Which we didn't even hear about.
It was in the same classification, so...
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't... I guess you want to be specific, but I guess the thing that it points out is... we have exit signs. We've got a pretty good system, fire, staff, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But Mr. 97 did use it an opportunity mid everything happening to say, this is why we need a first aid kit, which is spot on.
Yeah. He's that kid.
We should definitely, like Bree's dad, he sells first aid kits. We should
we can buy one if we can get family discount.
I think we can buy one anyway.
If we get a family discount.
I told Amy that if she wants a hat, family discount. Still pretty good.
From
the Daily Talk Show hats. I'm joking.
We definitely need. I mean, because we're quite resourceful. Mm. You just get tearing of shit unnecessarily, maybe.
I think I was necessary, man. Yeah. I respect that. I would have.
Thanks, baby boy.
Tommy did a good job. Yeah, I wouldn't have done that. But yeah.
Basically the MacGyver out of the four
absolutely,
of us.
Absolutely.
But there was paper towel next to it, which I
The reason I didn't want paper towel, Josh,
is because it gets soggy.
It sticks as well.
But I thought maybe like the first layer. Like,
so the same hospital 3D Deal when I was 17, I was in a car, Nissan Skyline R32 GTR. Mm. Really, really fucking, it was a race breed car. But the engine wasn't doing well. It had a roll cage inside of it, computer. Anyway, the point of it, it wasn't fast. It was broken. So it only would go up to like 50, 60K or something. Mm-hmm. And we're going through like an orange light that went red. You probably shouldn't have done it. And we got T-boned. And it's Conspiracy Jimmy's in the front. Yeah. I'm in the back, left-hand side. And if it wasn't for that roll cage, it would have been a lot fucking worse. I just kind of came to. I must have got knocked out for 1 second because my head went through the side window, really? The back window. And I just remember like, oh, and we'd spun 360 degrees from this car hitting us. And I just felt this warmness on my face and I was like, oh, no, it's blood.
Yeah.
And so there was glass I could feel and Conspiracy Jimmy's like, I can't get out the door. The door was like crumpled in.
Yeah.
And he was fine. The driver got out and then Conspiracy Jimmy jumped over and then sort of put the seat forward for me, and then I had to jump out. But I ended up going into the pub, which was on the corner. I took off my – it was fashionable to back in the day wear a T-shirt over a long sleeve T-shirt, which was – it's
horrendous.
So, it's horrendous fashion these days. But either way, I took off my T-shirt. I took off my long sleeve T-shirt and I put my T-shirt back on and wrapped – the long sleeve around my head and tightened it. So I knew, for some reason, I knew that if I, you know, tightened it, it would push the cut back together. Mm-hmm. I went into the pub and I took out some glass, put it back together, tied it up, went to the same hospital is why I'm telling you this. So we weighed in that same area.
No way.
And I was with
my
brother.
Did it look the same?
Yeah. It's no, not much different. Mm. It's probably just a bit nicer now. Probably redone the chairs. Yeah. And so I had to get 5-6 staples in the side of my head when that happened.
Mr. 97, have you ever been to emergency, like for yourself? Have you ever had anything happen to you?
Nah, or only when I was a real young kid. I was skateboarding. My dad took me to a skateboard rink and
park.
Yeah.
Skate park.
Yeah. And so we... I'm pretty sure it's a skateboard rink. I feel like a thing.
No.
Skating rink is like for rollerblades and skating.
Okay. Well, it was probably like a mixed, I don't know. Anyway, so I was going down on a skateboard and I was so young, I didn't really know how to stop the skateboard and I went straight into a pole and knocked out my front teeth and cut my lip open.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's I guess it's bad because on the way back, Mr. 97 said, I've never broken a bone. I haven't had anything that bad happen to me. That's fucking shit ass.
Yeah.
And this 3D deal you said is the worst thing that's happened to you?
Yeah, like I've never broken a bone or anything. Mm. I had my appendix out when I was 10.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have ice cream the next day?
And have you got the scar?
I had a lot of freezies. I still have the scar, yeah.
Is it bad? Can I look?
Chicks dig the scar.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it look like the sort of pirate-esque sort of like a... Yeah, it's like
full line.
It's like an inch and a half long incision and stuff.
That is full on. I went to emergency once. Thought I was having an allergic reaction to
70 Krispy Kreme.
no coffee flavored milk, like a Big M coffee. Oh. Mm. But it was during summer. I just had a heat rash. but I was all red and rashy and stuff.
How did I know there was somehow a relation to food within that story?
Yeah, that's the only. I mean, I've nearly had to. I choked at a restaurant once. Mm. Didn't have to go to emergency, but
I mean. This is like, we're pretty blessed. I've broken my arm twice and my nose and shit and been to the hospital. Yeah. I got punched from behind.
From behind? Just
poured blood. So annoyed they called an ambulance too.
Did you have Ambo's cover?
Yeah, I did. But I just wanted to go. It was like fucked.
What should we do about the ice cream, by the way? The gelato?
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. That's okay. All
right. Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, I reckon things, do you think it's scarier stuff happening to you? Mm. When you are overseas?
Yes, but with something like this, it's not that bad.
Sure.
Like if I got bit by an animal or something, or like a spider or a snake and I'm like going to fucking die, then that's scary.
Yeah. I walked past and I kept on like sneaking up to hear what was happening.
Yeah.
Because it was a process. We need to work out whether you were going to have plastic surgery.
Yeah, because they were like, if there is glass in your finger and if there's air bubbles that have gotten into your bloodstream, then we're going to have to do some type of plastic surgery. And
I'm like, it'd have been so annoying.
Like, I literally tried to make a cup of coffee and now all this shit's happening.
Yeah.
And it's such a huge inconvenience.
And so I heard him having a bit of small chat. What do you call it? A little bit of banter with the
nurse.
She was a doc, I think.
Claire.
Yes, Claire, lovely, lovely woman. She, you were saying to her, all I heard was, yeah, we've like got funnel webs and the red backs.
Yeah. she was talking about like some people that have come in to the hospital getting bit and stuff.
Oh, she's really trying to scare the shit
out
of you.
She's really trying to sell the whole Australia is dangerous kind of
the drain. Who would have thought?
Which apparently it is.
It was going to be a coffee press that got you.
I think you've got away with this one.
Absolutely. Mm.
You've dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's all thanks to a piece of shit coffee press.
Yeah.
I don't encourage anybody to buy a $7 coffee press.
Never buy the French presses or the coffee presses from Woolies.
Ever.
Never.
Let's get that as a snippet.
If this was the US, we could have sued the company that made the thing.
It does have that vibe. Well, because you're worried too. You've got like schoolwork that you need to
My entire education is built off being able to use my hands.
Mm-hmm.
My brain is one thing, but if I can't communicate that with my hands.
Yeah. It does scare me a little bit.
But. Yeah. It scared me.
I mean, like, Slater and Gordon, if you're watching, and no win, no fair.
Pro bono.
Fuck, in the States, it is crazy. Yeah. You see, there's like billboards everywhere saying, have you had an incident? Or, you know, call us free. If we don't win, you don't pay. Yeah.
I had a friend who had to be in like a deposition. She was basically part in a car accident. It was the other person's fault. And the lady was basically trying to sue my friend's like insurance company for more money for injuries and all that sort of thing. Wow. The problem is that in America, like the lady went to one of those types of lawyers that it's sort of like, have you been in a car accident? Yeah. Contact us. Yeah. And so what they do is all of the amounts, like, so you go get an X-ray might normally cost $100, but the X-ray there costs $700. Yeah. And so everything is upped. And so if you don't win the case, you're out of pocket way more money than if you didn't do all that bullshit.
Because they have to send you through the process of getting the checks and shit.
Yeah, they get you to do all the checks and all that sort of thing. And also when you go through the like the lawyer and shit, it was all very complex. Like crazy system in the US.
And the legal system, you know, it's either your best friend or your worst enemy, because that she lost out and she was probably rightfully deserving of the cash, right? But there's gronks out there that are fucking doing lawsuits. Yeah. My uncle, his business, Sports Center, got a lawsuit.
No olives, please.
No olives, okay.
He's fussy and we have to put up with it because of his thumb.
Exactly. If you hadn't just fucking hurt your thumb?
Yeah, just think, because my parents watch this. So
this guy put a lawsuit through to my uncle's company, which then just gets sent to the insurers, right? And then they take care of it. So this is why you have insurance. Ball hit a wall and then hit him, and then he sued because he said, I can't go to work. You're at a fucking soccer center, dude. There's a chance crazy, there's flying balls.
There's an interesting, I think it's called Hot Coffee. Can you look it up, Mr. 97? It's a documentary. It's about a case of an older lady who was suing McDonald's for, it was something like, they call it, I think it's punitive damages. Mm-hmm. So they basically work out how much money would the company have made or whatever through this sort of thing as a way of settling. And so she was suing for, it's like over $1 million, I think. And it was based on the punitive damages or whatever. Anyway, the fucked up thing about it was, she did actually get severely burnt from this hot coffee that she basically got from the drive-thru, went through, went on her legs. What's up, mate?
No, it just reminds me of the road trip to Shepparton.
Well, the natural confectionery.
No, burning my tongue on the hot chocolate.
Yeah, baby did burn his tongue.
Yeah, he's actually currently in a lawsuit. Yeah. Did you find the local bakehouse?
Did you find out the doco name?
Yeah, no, Hot Coffee, you're right.
Hot Coffee. Yep. Very, very good. But anyway, what was fucked up about it was that that specific case was used by big businesses to lobby reducing people's ability to sue companies that were doing bad things. Mm-hmm. So we see it in society of like people can sue for everything. That's ridiculous. But the laws went so much the other way where people who were actually should be entitled to money couldn't get it. And the issue was people, I don't understand the legal system. Most people don't. Mm. And so when they hear ladies suing for multiple millions of dollars, she had to get skin grafts and shit out of her fucking legs. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's there is a place for this sort of shit.
Doing the Gronk thing and putting through fake insurance, you know, or suing people falsely is the reason these people, good people, feel the effects of this, because they're just looking for every way to get out of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's full on.
It is not ideal. What do you think of the pizza? And what is the pizza like in Canada?
Good.
It is good.
So we just talk about four bites at once.
So this is pizza wise, this is like $23 a pizza or whatever. It's not cheap pizza. Wow. Yeah. And so there's a hunji sitting there.
But yeah, expensive day.
Expensive date. The thing is that I think TJ and I would both believe that you're fucking okay.
100%.
And it puts it in perspective, and it's like, well, babies can spend a little bit on celebrating and being okay with it because you didn't fall down the stairs and kill yourself.
I mean, the pizza is good. Mm-hmm. I've had it. I had it when I was staying at your place.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
And like it might have been the fourth day that I was in Australia.
Yes. And you also had another. Oh, you had pizza just in general.
Breezer, you can come down and get some pizza too. And Mr. 97, come get some pizza.
I'll grab
it.
It
is very good.
Really?
Yeah.
That's I can't believe the control. It's actually upsetting me. Have you not? Yeah. I'm a bit unsettled with Mr. 97 not eating.
How long have we been rolling for?
30 minutes.
Oh, that's enough. We got to put baby, we got to give baby some food behind the desk.
Yeah. we can wrap up early.
It's been a different vibe Fat Friday, I think.
Well, it's because we've had so much shit happening. I think that's probably the main reason.
I think you'll crash out tonight, Dil.
Oh, yeah.
Just pass. Because you had the shock and shit.
And so you have to be on like pain meds and shit?
Yeah, they gave me since it went down to the bone, and because it was so deep, I'm just gonna keep milking that. Claire, amazing doctor that stitched me up, said she would get me a prescription for meds to fight infection, because apparently, I guess if a cut goes deep enough to go down to the bone, like mine did. There's a higher risk of infection.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, since it's so deep, it'll take longer to heal. And with that longer time, there is obviously more time that infection can set in.
Sure.
So
be careful of infection.
Yes. So she said, she got me the prescription for that.
I think TJ's got a good infection story.
No. It's Tom's from Tom's Coffee was telling us about his dad got a cut in Thailand got it fixed up, and then it was in water and stuff, and then lost his toe. Based on it.
Yeah,
you hear shit like that all the time.
Just treat it well.
Exactly. I need my thumb.
She said, look, you're probably going to have to take the next couple of days off.
Really?
Do you reckon you'll be able to have that done? No, I just chimed in and said, yeah, of course.
Yeah, we'll give him the week off.
Yeah, we'll give him the weekend off.
Yeah.
Usually make him work. But
the okay, well that all sounds good.
It's all good.
If you've just been listening, make sure you go to our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Talk Show, and watch the video.
Check this thumb out.
Josh, it was great. I didn't know Josh was making it. I kind of had a hint. I was sending him back clips and clips and clips.
Yeah.
And
Bree wanted me to point out, she said, because in the video I said, I had the idea of getting a present. TJ actually texted and said, we should just get the coffee machine. So I'll give Tommy credit for the coffee.
Yeah. And the best thing was I told Mason before. Dil walks out and he's on the phone to his sister, or who were you on the phone to?
It wasn't Autumn, it was your other mate.
Oh, it was my friend Evelyn.
Mm. And you said something like, oh, I've got to buy a Mocha Master or something.
Yeah.
So you said that.
Yeah.
And there we go.
And then Dad said he would send one over or something.
Yeah.
My dad's like, I'll buy one and send one over in the mail halfway around the world.
Dad, we got your baby boy.
Yeah. It's all sorted.
He's in good hands.
It's a Daily Talk Show next week on Friday, Fat Fridays, Alexandra.
Yeah.
He's sending us cookies in the mail. Hashtag cookies in the mail.
Yeah, yeah. And so it could be a wild ride.
Yeah, so we don't know what's going to happen next. Hopefully no code grey.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. The Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address if you want to send us an email. Otherwise, big thumbs up for the weekend. Weekend banter starts in July as well. Go onto our Instagram account to have a look at little tease there if you haven't seen that.
I'm leaving mine up as long because Dil's just got a perpetual thumbs up for the next couple of weeks with his splint.
Yeah.
I'll see you Monday, guys.
See you guys.